AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. At a press briefing, National Transportation Safety Board Chief Executive Jennifer Homendy says the ship that caused the Key Bridge in Maryland to collapse had cargo in it that included several containers of hazardous material.
That's 764 tons of hazardous materials, mostly corrosives, flammables, and some miscellaneous hazardous materials, class 9 hazardous materials, which would include lithium-ion batteries.
Speaking with visiting U.S. lawmakers, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his forces need to go into Rafah to take out Hamas fighters.
Now we are told, you can't do this. If you go into Rafah, you're going to have a humanitarian catastrophe. You're going to have, 30,000 civilian dead. Okay. That's not true. That is simply not true.
The Mega Millions jackpot was $1.13 billion. At a news conference, Sager's ShopRite owner Richard Sager says the Mega Millions 30,000 retailers bonus will be donated to help local New Jersey food banks.
This check is going to go to, and by the way, to the John Bon Jovi Soul Foundation, where they have the two kitchens in Tom's River and in Red Bank. So the money is going to go to them through Partners in Caring. And this check will go directly to Fulfill, which is the local food bank that is right up the street from Monmouth and Ocean County.
That audio is courtesy of WABC-TV. A settlement has been reached in a lawsuit between Disney and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' allies. At a news conference, DeSantis says there's a lot of opportunities for big wins for Central Florida.
They are going to do a development agreement of some sort to kind of provide some contours for the district's land and how that's going to be processed.
This is AP News. Four people were killed and five were hurt in stabbings in northern Illinois earlier today. A suspect is in police custody and is being questioned. Former U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut has died. Here's AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Senator Lieberman nearly won the vice presidency on the Democratic ticket with Al Gore in the disputed 2000 election.
Your choice is clear. Al Gore and I are the guys who are ready to do the job.
Lieberman was the first Jewish candidate on a major party's presidential ticket. The Democrat turned independent, was never shy about veering from the party line. Republican Senator John McCain was leaning strongly towards choosing Lieberman for the Republican ticket as the 2008 GOP convention neared, but he chose Sarah Palin at the last minute after ferocious blowback from conservatives over Lieberman's liberal record. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.